Okay, my comments on the equities and gold silver flash crash that just occurred yesterday. In fact, you know, the stock market is tanking, at least many sectors of it are tanking. You've got bond values are tanking around the world, well, in some Western countries as well. Crypto is tanking big time. You've probably seen that in Bitcoin if you've been following it. And also gold and silver just flash crashed. Well, I mean, silver is down to about $65 right now, and gold is about $4,200, a little bit over $4,200. So these are off from their highs. So what is going on? So here's my analysis. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor, so obviously do your own research and make your own decisions. But number one, I don't own any stocks at all, and I don't invest in stocks, and I don't buy IPOs. I stack gold and silver. And I stack gold and silver a certain amount each month, you know, a portion of my salary each month. I have it vaulted in trusted vaults with our trusted partners, etc. And I'll jump in on a bigger purchase. The last time I did that was, silver was at $76. And I'm perfectly happy with the fact that I did that at $76. The time before that, I bought at $30. I talked about it even on the podcast. So that was, I don't know how long ago that was. It was only a little over a year ago, I think. I bought silver at 30. And then, you know, it skyrocketed and it went to over 110. And then it settled. And in the 70s, I bought some more at $76. And now it's cratering to $65. However, you may recall that I said after this war started with Iran, I said this in March, that silver would be suppressed in price for as long as this war continues, because silver is not just a monetary metal, silver is an industrial metal. In fact, it's industrial demand that is normally very strong for silver and gives it very high value in practical things, from solar panels to batteries to electrical connectors, etc. Now, since the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, and here we are 100 days into this war, I wouldn't be surprised if it were lower than $65 right now, because the industrial shutdown that's happening globally is caused by a lack of energy, a lack of natural gas, a lack of fossil fuels. Many factories have shut down around the world, even in places like South Korea, because of a lack of natural gas, or even in places like Taiwan or Japan or certain places in Europe, etc., because of a lack of energy. And I expected that, and I warned about that, and I said this is going to continue for as long as the strait is closed. It is still closed. So yes, silver is going to suffer for as long as this closure continues. Every time Trump says, oh, we're going to have a deal in 2 to 3 days, I say, no, we're not. That's not true. That's just hype. This is probably going to last many more months or even the rest of the year. So I expect silver prices to be suppressed through the rest of 2026 easily, and probably well into 2027. So that's my forecast right now. At the same time, I'm still going to buy silver. I'm still going to buy silver every month at whatever price it is. Why? Because the long-term trend is that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury are going to print dollars into oblivion. They're going to keep printing dollars over and over and over again by the trillions with no end, and that creates a bull market for precious metals. And that also impacts gold. So gold and silver are overall going to trend upward in a powerful way because of all the money printing, or the currency printing that's taking place. Gold will hit $10,000 an ounce. We just don't know when. Silver will almost certainly hit $200 an ounce. We just don't know when. And that's not even saying that gold and silver are themselves a lot more valuable. It's just saying that the dollar is going to continue to lose value. Okay? So, we are in the middle of a war-caused industrial pullback in the middle of a long-term bull market for precious metals because of money printing. That's my analysis of where we are right now. Based on that, I'm holding on to every ounce of gold and silver that I have, and I'm accumulating more, apparently at very good prices right now. So I'm rather happy about that, because I know where this is going, or at least I'm confident of where this is going eventually. The thing is, I don't know how long the war is going to last. Now, let's talk about gold for a second. The war is also impacting gold prices, because a lot of these countries around the world, like initially Turkey, but also some of the Arab, you know, the Gulf state nations, they are selling off gold for liquidity purposes because they're lacking oil revenues. Or in the case of Qatar, they're lacking gas revenues. So many of these kingdoms, or, you know, these countries ruled by families, they normally would have hundreds of millions, or even in some cases billions of dollars of liquidity each month based on oil sales. I mean, think about Saudi Arabia, for example. And now those oil sales are mostly gone, mostly not there. I mean, there's a little bit of oil moving out through pipelines, a little bit of oil getting through to allies of Iran, such as China, for example. And when I say a little bit, I mean, you know, a few million barrels here and there, but nowhere near the approaching 20 million barrels a day that would be necessary to restore normal energy flows. So what's happening is gold is being sold off by many of these countries as a last resort, frankly. Gold is serving its function for those royal kings and families and princes and whatever. They're selling off gold because it's liquid. That's their safe haven. That's their rainy day fund. And it's raining. It's raining drones, and it's raining missiles, and it's raining, you know, ballistic, kinetic, whatever, you know, all, everything's raining out of the sky from time to time in the Middle East. So these families are selling off their gold because they have to. That's what they need to do in order to survive. And here's the thing. If the oil starts flowing again, and their oil revenues return, and the gas revenues return, which could begin to happen sometime this year, then they're going to start buying back their gold, because they want to have that safety net for a rainy day. They want to have the liquidity insurance that gold provides them. And so what does that mean? That after the Strait of Hormuz opens, not only is industry going to start cranking back up again as gas starts to flow again, which means that silver prices are going to go much higher, but also gold is going to have much higher demand at that time, because, again, these kingdoms are going to start buying back the gold they had to sell off so that they can reestablish their emergency funds. So then the real question is, how long do we think the Strait of Hormuz is going to stay closed? And unfortunately, we don't know. And we have no power over that situation either. We don't have any control over it. Now, there's something else that's going on. In the financial markets, I've covered this recently, these scammy IPOs, I call them, or the greater bag holder theory. So what's happening is the insiders are trying to cash out on their early investments, you know, first round, second round, third round investments in companies like, you know, OpenAI or SpaceX or Anthropic or what have you. They're trying to cash out before the tech bubble pops. They want to cash out at the current valuations because they know they're exaggerated. So they're trying to get the public to buy their bags, or, you know, their positions. They want to make the public the bag holders. And what they're doing is they're kind of hijacking the automatic investment systems, that is all the pension funds, the other kinds of automatic investment funds that buy the index, like that buy the NASDAQ index, which is where, you know, SpaceX is going to go. It's going to go to the NASDAQ, which means it's going to be automatically purchased by a lot of people with their retirement funds, or certain, you know, pension holders, or certain institutions that have, you know, various funds. It could be universities, it could be state governments, it could be all kinds of things, who they simply just automatically buy the index, okay? And a lot of people are signed up for this without even knowing it. They're just buying the index. So SpaceX is being shown to the front of the line to bypass all the normal rules, the normal requirements. You have to show profitability. You have to be around for a certain duration of time, et cetera, in order to be listed at the NASDAQ. Well, they bypass all those rules. It's like if you bought a ticket at Disneyland to cut in the front of the line and cut in front of everybody else who bought the lower cost tickets. You get to jump on the ride without having to wait. Well, that's what SpaceX just did. So they're going to get listed right away in the NASDAQ, and all of a sudden everybody's going to be buying that. Well, that is a wealth transfer to the greater bag holders, which is you, if you're, you know, if your retirement funds are buying the index. That, in my view, is a scam. It is a scam that's going to end up horribly destroying some portion of the wealth of a lot of people who didn't even know they were buying into SpaceX because they never bought the stock. Now, let me be clear. I'm a fan of Starlink. Starlink is the only real success story in the SpaceX house, you know, which is kind of like a, it's like an umbrella of operations. It's got the Grok AI, and it, you know, it's got the Starlink, and it's got the heavy lift rocket launches, etc. Now they've just announced they're going to be building these giant orbital AI data centers. They're going to be building those in Central Texas, not far from my studio operation, by the way, which is near Austin. And so I'm all in favor of orbital satellites. I'm all in favor of heavy lift rockets, you know, to some degree. I'm all in favor of Starlink. I think it's great. Starlink is awesome. But most of those operations don't make money. Only Starlink makes money. The others really don't turn a profit. And thus, you really can't justify the valuation of, what is it, $1.75 trillion or something like that. That's the fully diluted value of the stocks for SpaceX. And I forgot who it was. Maybe it was Bloomberg or someone else who did an analysis and came up with a value of only less than $1 trillion. That's still a lot, but that was a more reasonable value. So according to that analysis, and I'm sorry I can't cite it, but you can look it up, you can find it. According to that analysis, SpaceX is overvalued by, you know, double. And thus, you might be overpaying stocks by double. You'd probably be better off to take advantage of gold and silver at these lower prices right now, which are rather temporary. Because, you know, eventually the world is going to get back to oil flowing again. Eventually the world is going to reopen industry that's currently closed. Eventually the families in the Middle East are going to be buying back gold. When all those things happen, then metals are going to recover again and continue along the long-term trend line. That's a giant upward swing because of the currency printing of the dollar and other currencies, the euro, the yen, etc. You see what I mean? So this is actually, in my view, this is a time to be thankful that you have self-custody. This is a time to sit and watch and be cool, you know, be cool. And understand that you are positioned correctly for the long-term trend here, even though this short-term war, which you and I didn't start, but Trump started it and Netanyahu's been pushing it, this war absolutely is destroying wealth. This war is destroying industry. It's destroying, well, I mean, it's destroying valuations and metals. This war is costly to the whole world. It didn't have to happen, but Trump wanted it to happen for some reason. And as a result, we are all paying the price for now. But the biggest price is going to be paid by those who don't have any gold or silver at all. Think about the poor, sad suckers that are just sitting in dollars. What they're going to be left with at the end of the day is nothing. They're going to be wiped out. Their dollars are going to just crap. You know, the value of the dollar, when this is all said and done, and all the money printing and all the funding of the Pentagon and the $1.5 trillion for more weapons and bombs, etc., you put all that together? Oh, and the food inflation that you're already seeing, but it's going to get worse, and the rising costs of fuel, gasoline, and diesel, and I'm predicting diesel will hit $10 a gallon in California probably by August or September, something like that. Think about the poor, sad suckers that only have dollars and how difficult it's going to be for them to financially survive. And the dollar's not going to recover, folks. See, gold and silver will recover in dollars because gold and silver are real money. The dollar is not. Gold and silver hold value. Gold and silver have intrinsic value that has outlasted the rise and fall of every civilization that we know of. Gold and silver have had value since the Egyptian Empire and the Old Testament of the Bible and ancient India and ancient China, on and on and on, right? Gold and silver have always had intrinsic value. The dollar has only been around since, well, I mean, in the current rendition, since 1913. And the United States of America as a country has only been around just about 250 years. And it's not going to, you know, it's not going to last that much longer, probably, because I mean, the currency isn't. We know that. And the people that are holding the currency are going to get just wrecked, while people holding gold and silver, they're going to be the ones that inherit the assets for whatever next civilization or next nation follows the fall of this one. So that's the play here. The war is short term, but the currency collapse is big picture. Currency collapse is inevitable. The war, in retrospect, will be seen as a blip, a painful blip, no doubt, but not a permanent state. But money printing is a permanent state, and the collapse of the American empire will be a permanent event. And anybody left holding dollars when that happens, well, they'll be the one standing when the music stops and there are no more chairs. You see what I mean? The greater bag holder theory. That's what I'm talking about. You don't want to be a bag holder. You want to be a holder of precious metals when it's all said and done. At least that's my opinion. And that's what I'm doing, by the way. I share with you the same thing that I am doing myself. And I have no doubt whatsoever that this strategy will be the winning strategy when it's all said and done. The dollars will be a disaster. Precious metals will hold value beyond the rise and fall of this empire. No question about it. But then again, don't take this as financial advice, right? These are just my opinions, just my analysis, and I'm not your financial advisor, obviously. So, you know, there's risk upside, downside, inside, outside. There's risk everywhere, obviously, right now in the middle of a war, in the middle of a, you know, our country's being led by insane warmongers and the money printing going insane. Yeah, there's risk everywhere right now. The overvaluation of the semiconductor stocks, you know, come on, the inflation of food and the lack of fertilizer for the world's food supply for 2027. Yeah, there's risk everywhere, folks. There's a lot of risk. Remember what I said years ago, if at the end of the day, you can just hold on to your assets and just not lose them, you're the winner. It's not even about growing the assets. It's about just keeping them. And that's what gold and silver are great at, is just keeping the assets, especially when you have it physically in your hands or vaulted in your name, allocated vaulted metals in your name with a vaulting service that is not part of the federal government, not part of the banks, obviously, etc. And of course, our sponsor in that space has exactly that kind of vaulting service. You know, Battalion Metals. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com if you want to get metals from them. If you can, get the metals shipped to you. Right now is an amazing purchasing price. In fact, I'm going to rally up some dollars here, buy some more. At these prices, it's crazy not to. You can use discount code Ranger, and they'll waive the shipping insurance fee if you want to take delivery. Or they have vaulting services. And, you know, they have insured high security vaults and allocated metals with your name on it, etc., with statements. There's a vaulting fee, of course, because it's not free to protect your metals. But if that's the way you want to do it, they offer that service, and they're trustworthy partners. Been working with them for many years. And, of course, Battalion Metals is co-founded by Tucker Carlson. And he wouldn't put his name on anything other than the most high integrity, you know, honest, pro-liberty operation that you can imagine. And I'm the same way. So Tucker Carlson and myself endorse this company. In fact, I endorsed this same group for the last 6 or 7 years, I think it is. And they have helped, you know, countless numbers of our followers get physical gold and silver into their hands, or vaulted in some cases. So check them out. Again, it's metalswithmike.com. Or if you're already sitting on metals, I strongly encourage you to just sit tight. And the only thing, let me correct myself. The only thing that I would trade gold for right now would be to build a solar infrastructure to get off grid in terms of electricity. And I've mentioned this before, and I am personally, in fact, I just filmed some stuff earlier today, some solar equipment. I'm going to be showing you how to build both a simple small scale little solar project to charge up like an electric farm vehicle. And I'm also going to show you a much higher end system where you can charge an EV like a Tesla. Oh, in fact, forgot to tell you, one of my employees bought a Model Y Tesla, and they just took delivery of it. Apparently it was early. They told me it was going to be 4 weeks, and it was only like 1 week. So good job, Tesla. So they're going to drive this car into our studio when we're ready to charge the Model Y from sunlight. So this employee is going to be paying zero for fuel, buying no gas, no diesel, getting sunlight as the energy source for driving a self-driving car that's also pretty awesome. By the way, the Model Y is, it's almost the perfect car. I mean, really. And I'm, you know, Elon Musk doesn't pay me to say anything because I'm critical of Elon on other things, as you've heard today. But the Model Y Tesla car, just about the perfect vehicle for most Americans. Full self-driving, you know, great range, small enough to park, but large enough to haul your groceries and things. I mean, if I almost feel like I should buy one, but I just it's just not quite the right time for me on something like that. I'm waiting for sodium ion batteries and things like that. But anyway, if you're going to sell gold for anything, it would be to buy a solar system so that you can get free from the petro, what do I call it? The petro control grid. I don't know. The gas and oil, you know, so you don't have to buy gasoline and diesel because those prices are going to go insane. So if you have to sell some gold and silver right now, because you want to buy a solar system, I think that's totally justifiable. Even at current prices, you know, you need to get off grid. You need to be a little bit more self-reliant in terms of energy, especially if you're on the Eastern power grid. I just did a special report, I think it was yesterday. 67 million Americans are going to be facing an unreliable power grid beginning June of 2027. 67 million Americans. In 13 states, from Michigan and Illinois, you know, to Delaware and Virginia and Tennessee and everything in between there on the East Coast, the eastern part, you know, the eastern power grid. Because they couldn't get enough wholesale power providers to sign up during the auction. So, in other words, the eastern power grid operators can't guarantee that the grid's going to work on peak days. They may have rolling blackouts. So if you're going to have rolling blackouts of power, you need to have off-grid power. Even if it's just enough to last for a couple of days, well, you know, that's like a home energy storage system. You know, some batteries and some, you know, the lithium iron phosphate batteries and some solar panels and an inverter and professional installation. You know, keep it safe, UL listing on all the components, etc. That's going to cost you some bucks. But I bet you can install the whole thing for about 6 gold coins. Maybe, depending on the scale of what you want to do, maybe 8 gold coins. 10 at most. If you had 10 gold coins right now, you could trade 10 gold coins for a kick-ass off-grid battery storage system with some solar panels, inverter, full installation, everything. Think about that. 10 gold coins, and then boom, you buy yourself energy freedom. And you can survive all the rolling blackouts. See, that's the power of gold. That's the power of gold. One day, you're going to use your gold for something like that. Or maybe you're going to use it for the solar system. Maybe one day you're going to use your gold to buy a local business or a giant ranch or a vehicle or I don't know. Maybe you're going to trade gold for, I don't know, Mark Zuckerberg's yacht. Can you imagine? It's just, who buys yachts? You know what I mean? But anyway, okay. He's going to put his yacht on sale. It'll be so cheap. It'll be called a Yahtzee. You can pick it up for pennies on the dollar. But whatever. No, I'm joking about the yacht. Don't buy yachts. Buy useful, practical things. And that's the reason to hold gold and silver for the rainy day. Because you might need to do a big investment in something like that one day in order to buy your freedom back from centralized control, or to buy your freedom from the power grid, or to buy your freedom from having to work for a living, you know, to buy your freedom from the collapse of the pension system and your retirement funds. Where they just go, zoop, they're gone, you know. Oh, what happened? And it's gone. You know, that could happen to you, but then, boom, you pull out the gold and silver, I'm good. Because I got a backup system here. Yeah, how much are these stacks worth? Oh, geez. A lot. So anyway, that's my take on it. My advice, don't sell gold and silver unless you have to. But if you have to buy your freedom, do it. That's what it's for. Don't be afraid to use it for something worthwhile. But don't go spending it on yachts and things like that. Okay. All right, that's my take. Thanks for listening. You can follow more of my reports, of course, at brightvideos.com and naturalnews.com. Let's see what... Oh, yeah. On social media, you can follow me. Health Ranger is my username on brighteon.social as well as X. But on Telegram, I am Real Health Ranger. Real Health Ranger. And don't be fooled by the tricksters who are impersonating me on Telegram and they're trying to get you to send them Bitcoin. I will never ask you to send me Bitcoin. You should know that because I'm not a fan of Bitcoin. And anyway, I wouldn't ask you to send me any coin. If somebody's asking you to send them crypto on Telegram, it is not me, I guarantee you. 100%. So, okay, be careful out there, folks. Take care.
Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief, and don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor, but when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country is like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just certain amount every month and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.